share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, Religious Affairs, Datuk Dr. Zulkifli Muhammad Al-Bakri yesterday announced that Malaysia won't be sending pilgrims to perform the Hajj this year. As reported by The Star, this is due to the restrictions put in place by Saudi Arabia, who declared that they won't be accepting any pilgrims except for those who are currently in the kingdom. Specifically, Saudi Arabia has restricted the annual Hajj pilgrimage to only citizens and residents and has set a maximum number of 60,000 pilgrims due to the pandemic. This will be the second year in a row where Malaysia won't be sending pilgrims for Hajj due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Dr. Zulkifli said that Malaysia respects the decision made by the Saudi government and clarified that he received a phone call from Saudi's Deputy Minister of Hajj and Umrah Dr. Abdulfadah Sulaiman Mashat, who confirms the decision. Dr. Zulkifli elaborated, "This is due to the current situation pertaining to the COVID-19 pandemic. With the decision by the Saudi government, we will not be sending pilgrims for the Hajj this year." The religious minister apologized to those who have been selected to perform the Hajj this year as they now have to postpone their pilgrimage, which is one of the five pillars of Islam. Foreign Minister Datuk Seri Hishamuddin Hussein had also been informed on the matter by his Saudi counterpart, Prince Faisal Farhan Al Saud. Furthermore, Dr. Zulkifli also expressed his appreciation to the King of Saudi Arabia, King Salman Abdulaziz Al Saud, for the good relations with Malaysia. Datuk Seri Dr. Zulkifli Muhammad Al Bakri, the de facto religious minister, also stressed, "I will see to it that the affairs of Malaysians who are in Saudi Arabia and have been selected to perform the Hajj will be looked after by Tabung Haji and will follow the standard operating procedures enforced by the government." What do you guys think of the decision made by the Saudi Arabia government? Is it the correct decision given how the pandemic is yet to be handled with? Share your thoughts with us in the comments. Also read, Siti Nurhaliza criticized after netizens claim preachers traveled interstate for her baby's tonic. Source: The Star, Reuters source, Astro Awani. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.